Friday, April 19th, was a global day of climate strikes called for by Fridays for Future. In the United States, a key focus was to urge President Biden to declare a climate emergency. A rally was held at the state capitol in Albany, with a call for New York State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli to divest both from fossil fuels and Israel. The rally highlighted the need to better connect the climate and peace movements. We hear from local Friday for Future organizers Zahn Plymill and Ryan, followed by local peace and justice advocate Eleanor Stein and Matt Oil of Extinction Rebellion.
It is kind of rare for an environmentally focused group. Fridays for Future is a climate justice organization with emphasis on to be hosting an event that specifically discusses the issue of Palestine and Israel and divestment from Israel. So I want to give you a little bit of background on the comptroller's office, because so the comptroller's office just handles financial responsibilities. Thomas DiNapoli, he manages the New York State Common Retirement Fund, which is one of the largest funds, one of the largest pension funds in the world, and I think the third largest in the nation. It's $250 billion with a B. The main call for this event is to ask Comptroller DiNapoli to follow through with his commitments to divest from fossil fuels and to make additional commitments to divest from Israeli bonds. Fuel divestment has been, in my knowledge, 12 years in the making at least. And the call for divestment from Israeli bonds has been one newly renewed. And I feel like they go together like bread and butter. I'm hoping that peace organizations and environmental organizations can come together, start working together a bit more. I'm going to try out a little chant with you guys that I heard at the SUNY divestment rally on Monday. And it goes, we want justice. You say how. We demand divestment now. Because as it stands currently, there's no retirement on a dead planet. And the way the retirement system is currently set up, it is retirement for thee and not retirement for me.
There is no excuse for the destruction of Mother Earth in the name of profit. Many of the fossil fuel companies have known about the extent of their destruction since the 70s. Some companies even knew as early as 1954 about the extent of the damage of Mother Earth. Extraction of resources from Mother Earth for profit is never ethical and always has consequences on the natural environment, and always we need a system that prioritizes people and the planet, not wealth. It is the youth generation's job to fight towards liberation of Mother Earth from the current profit-oriented system. Climate justice cannot be achieved without social justice and the end of all forms of oppression. The climate crisis is only a small part of a much bigger inequality crisis that dates back to the early colonizers, with the belief that people should be treated differently based on the socially constructed concept of race, and that it's okay to exploit them in their lands as resources for profit. As youth, we must recognize these social inequalities and add them into the climate justice movement too. We must not leave out social inequalities of the climate justice movement. A majority of major polluting facilities are near communities of where Black, Indigenous, and people of color live. The least responsible for the climate crisis are the most affected. The people who caused the climate crisis, primarily fossil fuel executives, have the luxury to live comfortably, while the people they exploit and the least responsible have to live the consequences. Join the climate justice movement now. Working in the fight towards climate justice can come in many different forms, from organizing actions like this here to organizing for waste removal and ecological restoration in mass numbers, to connecting with activists globally and organizing with them. We must fight together for a very fast transition and just transition away from the use of fossil fuels towards clean sources of energy. We must not prioritize profit and economic growth and start prioritizing people and the planet completely. We must work to fix the damage that has been done to the natural environment and mass reforestation.
We are unstoppable. Another world is possible. Weeks after the invasion of the Gaza Strip, Israel awarded 6 different gas exploration licenses to companies like British Petroleum for, again, natural gas exploration off of the Gaza Marine. You don't really have the legal right to do that, and if we want to save this planet, maybe we shouldn't be, you know, exploiting a trillion cubic pounds of natural gas. But the last thing I want to share is the water quality in Gaza has been a hot topic for Human Rights Watch organizations for a while now. This is also intentional. This is due to the destruction and damaging of water and sewage treatment plants, and then, of course, refusing necessary repair items into the Gaza Strip. So as of right now, 97% of the water in Gaza is undrinkable. I think we call that ecocide because I think that applies to really every living thing in that area. I want to hand it off to Eleanor Steen, who wrote alongside her partner Jeff Jones an article in The Nation talking about the need for a ceasefire and how that ties into the climate.
And I want to call out from all of us a solidarity with the students of Columbia who've been, over 100 have been arrested, where if they had allowed and encouraged an open discussion of Palestine and Israel, I think none of this would have happened. But this is the fruit of the university just trying to not only expel students, but expel ideas. The second thing I want to say is that I've been studying what I call war and warming, and we're in a critical moment in the fight against climate change, where the changes that should be made by our government and other governments in the next 5 to 10 years are critical to reversing some of the worst impacts of climate change and preventing some of the worst accumulation of warming gases in the atmosphere. And yet, at this moment, where global cooperation is the most important thing needed to address climate change, global cooperation is impossible because of the war in Gaza and because of the actions of the United States government, which is now a rogue state in violation of the International Court of Justice and international laws, and is funding and arming Israel and participating and supporting and embracing a genocidal war. That is preventing meaningful negotiations on climate change. We cannot solve warming unless we can end war. And that means that our peace movements, our anti-war movements, and our climate and environmental movements need to come together at this critical moment to look at these things together. The final thing I'll point out, the comptroller always says his sole responsibility is to look at for the fiscal health of the pension fund. However, we're now looking at a situation where investment in Israel is not a good investment. Israel is going to be held responsible by the world community for reparations and restoration of the tremendous death and damage that it has created in Palestine, both in Gaza and in the West Bank.
My name is Matt Oil. I'm a member of Extinction Rebellion and Socialist Alternative. Extinction Rebellion's first ever action here in the capital region was an occupation of the comptroller's office, pushing for the divestment of fossil fuels, which he committed to later that year, but as of course backed up on. I really wish I could say that DiNapoli was the sole antagonist here, or that he was simply ignorant or didn't care. But he is in fact one player in a system that actively benefits from oppression and environmental destruction. That system being capitalism. Capitalist system not only thrives on, but also rely on exploitation around the world. While thousands upon thousands are slaughtered in Gaza, weapon contractors like Raytheon are raking in profits. I'll just add that even if all fossil fuel emissions were to stop tomorrow, we'd still be headed towards environmental disaster due to the imperialist violence happening not only in Palestine, but also in Sudan, Ukraine, Congo, and so many other places. And it's only on a trajectory to get even worse with escalating tensions between Israel and Iran, threatening to turn this into a regional war, as well as further escalation of competition and tensions in the new Cold War between the U.S. and China. And working people will be the ones who bear the brunt, not only through slaughter in the trenches, but with military spending coming at the expense of funding for healthcare, housing, education, etc. If we truly hope to see an end to this brutal system and an end to the climate crisis and an end to the genocide in Palestine, we must break with the capitalist parties like the Democratic Party and build our own political forces. Woo-hoo! But by rebuilding a militant labor movement and organizing strikes and walkouts in our workplaces and schools, again like we're seeing in Colombia right now, and by building international working class solidarity with all oppressed peoples around the world.
This has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.